Hello and welcome. It is Sunday, February 11th, 2018. This is my fifth reflective journal. I am Colin Foy, and today we're going to be talking about why it is important for an athletic trainer to take a holistic approach and treat the whole patient rather than focusing on their impairment. And I'm also going to talk about how I use this from my TI case. So, I hope you enjoy. Here we go. Hello. Yes, we are going to be talking about some broken things. I'm going to compare an injury to a leak in a roof and how that knee and the leak are broken. So why is it important for the athletic trainer to take a holistic approach to treat the whole patient rather than focusing on their impairment? Well, if you have a leak in your roof and it's pouring rain, spitting rain 2 days in a row, and you start to look up and you see this water collection in your roof, you see it's there, but you shrug it off. You're like, hopefully it's not anything serious. You go to sleep, you wake up, bam, there's no more water there or any bubbling. Why? Because it's on the ground. There's actually a hole in your roof now. So you're thinking about that. So that water leaked from the roof, collected in the ceiling, and now broke. And now it's on the ground, and now it's a mess. So now that it actually affects your life, now you're really worried about it because it's a mess. Now it's a problem, and now it's affecting you. And that's what an injury can do. You see, it is important for an athletic trainer to take a huge holistic approach and treat the whole athlete rather than an impairment, an injury, just a one-time thing. If you do that consistently, then this won't happen. If you do that, the water won't go through the roof, then it won't bubble up, then it won't become a problem. For instance, if you know X, Y, and Z are huge factors in preventing ACL injuries, and you shrug that off in your rehab and your protocol and just everything you do in rehab, then what are you really doing? It's like you don't want to, yeah, everyone wants a quick fix, but also you want something that works. So if you don't really take the whole athlete and treat the whole patient, rather than this one injury, maybe that's a torn ACL or straight out of post-op ACL reconstruction, or maybe it's you keep getting out of alignment. What other factors are causing that muscular imbalance? Maybe that'll lead you and have you more prone to a different injury that might be that water finally breaking through the roof and becoming a mess in your life. So it is really important to fix that initial water from dropping, because if not, like I said, you're going to have a giant mess. And we don't want that giant mess, because that giant mess means injury. Something is wrong. So I'm going to talk about how that is important with my TI case. So I have a post-op ACL roughly 4 months from that initial surgery, and it's going pretty good. And continuously reevaluating just to make sure that there are no more possible leaks with this individual, because I don't want to have the water on the ground. I don't want to have broken things. I don't want to have another mess. Yeah, it's part of my job, but it's also part of my job to prevent that. So when I am planning a rehab, I'm looking at these corresponding factors, these contributing factors that will influence and affect my patient. So that's all I have today. Remember, you don't want broken things, you don't want to leak, and you don't want to mess on the ground.